This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said sustainable development is no longer an option and it is the only way out. Addressing the inaugural session of the 21st African-Asian Rural Development Organization Conference in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said the foundation of sustainable development can be laid with the help of the rural sector. Mr. Dhankar said placing Global South on the global stage was Prime Minister Narendra Modi's far-sighted vision. The Vice President will be on a day-long tour of Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar, Maharashtra today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized that the upliftment and empowerment of the tribal community is a priority for the government. He held an educational interaction with the students of the rural and tribal community of Santokba Dholakia Vidya Mandir, Dang district of Gujarat at Gujarat Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. During the interaction, Mr. Shah highlighted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given the tribal community their rightful recognition after independence. He said that students are the foundation of the country's progress and their hard work and dedication will take India to new heights. And now, news from the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela at Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj. Over 59 crore 31 lakh devotees have taken a holy dip at the Trimeni Sangam of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj so far. Millions of devotees from across the world continue to attend the grand festival every day. Among the prominent dignitaries today, Union Minister and BJP National President JP Nadda will take a holy dip in the Sangam and offer prayers. He will be accompanied by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. In view of the devotee rush during the ongoing Mahakumbh, the UP Board has postponed the February 24th high school and intermediate examination for candidates in Prayagraj. The exams will now be held on March the 9th, with the same timings as originally planned. For class 10 students, the elementary Hindi exam will be held in the morning and the healthcare exam in the afternoon. For intermediate students, the military science exam is scheduled for the morning and the Hindi exam for the afternoon. Secretary UP Board Bhagwati Singh said that the examination program of high school and intermediate of February 24th has been revised only for the district Prayagraj. In the remaining districts, the high school and intermediate examinations will be conducted as per the previously scheduled program. The Indian Army contingent, comprising 120 personnel, departed today for the 6th edition of India-Japan Joint Military Exercise, Dharma Guardian. The exercise is scheduled to be conducted in the East Fuji Maneuver Training Area of Japan from the 24th of February to the 9th of March. The aim of the exercise is to enhance interoperability between the two forces while undertaking joint urban warfare and counter-terrorism operations under UN mandate. In the US, the Indian origin Kash Patel was officially sworn in as the 9th director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, calling this opportunity as the greatest honor of his life. His confirmation by the Senate was close at 51-49, with two Republicans voting against him. He replaced Christopher Wray, who resigned at the conclusion of the Biden administration. President Donald Trump praised Patel, saying he will be the best ever in the role. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated to scattered rainfall along with thunderstorm, lightning and hailstorm over East India till tomorrow. The IMD said hailstorm activity is likely at isolated places over Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Odisha today. It also forecast a fresh western disturbance to affect northwest India from the night of 24th of February. In the hockey FIH Pro League, the Indian men's team secured a 3-1 victory against Ireland at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar last night. Both the teams will again face each other today at the same venue. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.